The disturbance of their refuge grew loud. Breathing quickened. They remained motionless. Then there it was. The twigs snapped. The woods fell quieter than the fawns. The breeze stopped its whispering, the birds their singing. Life became unnatural and still. Muscles tensed in expectation. The fawns calculated their next move. An explosion echoed in their heart-throbbing ears. Their refuge breached. The hunter's shot rang out his command. "Tammy Sue, get down here right now!" Behind our sheltered door, my sister and I glanced at each other with silent words. What this time? Trembling, I opened the door and froze at the top of the stairs. I found myself staring down the barrel of his 5'10" stature. The angry hunter at the bottom continued to flush out his prey with verbal demands to come downstairs. I did. One step. Uncertain of my fate, I stopped in my tracks. I wasn't exactly sure how close I wanted to get to the enemy at the bottom. Nervous, shaking, and fearful of the glassy, cold eyes that stared up at me, I held the banister for support. My legs became rubber. Nowhere to run and afraid of disobeying my father, I managed one or two more steps before the angry hunter lunged, grabbed my ankles, and pulled me down the stairs to the landing. Then, grasping his trophy by the hair, he continued dragging me through the living room. Kicking and screaming, arms flailing, I freed myself from his grip.